It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, and meet my baby at Cullaloo. I bet my bundle on his way back there, you came home with her with a plenty of swag. 1 foot, 2 foot, super drag, swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Take a little jib, then a zig and a zag, and a listen to the fiddle play the sugarfoot rag. Jug of cider and a bottle of wine. One's for my honey and the other is mine. Sip on the cider and sip on the wine, then both sit together and I have a good time. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugarfoot rag. Dig a little jig, then a zig and a zag, with a guitar picking out the sugarfoot rag. Spend my money and get on the jag. Swing my honey to the sugar for brag. Walk right up and stomp on the floor and swing up the middle with a shoe fly for. 1 foot, 2 foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Take a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and a listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Foot, slew foot, drag. Swing your honey to the sugar foot rag. Take a little jig, then a zig and a zag, and a listen to the fiddle play the sugar foot rag. Well, thanks a lot, Red.
Well, our poker-playing listeners will be glad to know that we got another full house tonight, Red, with folks from every corner of the United States gathered here in Nashville to see and hear Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, the Jordanaires, Claude Sharp's Old Hickory Singers, and the entire gang.
Yes, and there's still another reason why the big turnout tonight, Red. It's a young fella who don't know any other kind of a song except a hit song, it seems. The singing star, Jimmy Wakely. Yeah.
Say, by the way, Red, you know, I just saw a friend of yours outside, and he says he'll pay you back the money he borrowed from you just as soon as his ship comes in.
Well, I'm not expecting any ships to land right smack in the middle of Tennessee, Grant, but I am expecting the fellow you're talking about, Rod Brasfield.
Much obliged, me. Thank you. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rodley.
Miss Foley, I may be broken in debt, but I'm telling you, buddy, tonight I'm really spitting sparks.
Spitting sparks?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm spitting sparks. I'm a regular human dynamo.
A human dynamo, huh? Why a human dynamo, Rodley?
Well, because every stitch I've got on is charged.
Get
off. Howdy, friend.
Hey,
it ain't so cold tonight, is it?
No, it's pretty warm out
there. It's just plumb nice weather here in Nashville. Right. I just wish it quit raining. I'm nearly web-footed. Huh?
I just want to tell you that I wouldn't feel so bad about owing money. In fact, I'm up to my ears in debt.
Up the ears?
Yeah.
Miss Foley, by that, I'm plumb over my ears in debt.
Now, wait a minute. Over your ears?
Plumb over my ears. This hat I got on ain't even paid for yet. That's the truth.
Well, you're looking mighty sharp tonight, though.
Yeah.
All except your shoes, and they squeak in B flat, Rodley.
My shoes squeak in B. Rodley?
Yeah.
Now, just a minute. That makes me so mad I could just... That just makes me so mad... You and Miss Minnie Pearl both for weeks and weeks and weeks has been calling me Rodley.
Yeah.
On this here program here. My name ain't Rodley, it's Rodney.
Well, I said...
Not Rodley, Rodney. Not Rodney.
I said Rodley, diddle I?
Yeah, that's what you said. Oh, flitter. Mr. Foley, I was just fixing it. You make me so mad sometimes I could just eat a bee burger, hive and all. I was just a-fixing to tell you about me and my gal Susie shopping last week. Me and Susie got into an argument. Susie just got plumb mad at me. She must have slapped me through about several departments of the store there. because when I come to, I was lying on the ribbon counter in a baby buggy with a lampshade on my head and a price tag on my chest. I'd been marked down to $4.98. Well, I didn't want to have no fight with Susie there, so I decided to do something to sort of make up with her there. And I happened to remember that the sweater Susie was wearing was all wore out and full of holes. So I went over to the sweater counter girl at the sweater counter there. And I says to her, I says to the young lady, I says, "Miss, I want to buy a new sweater for my gal friend Susie." And the young lady says, "Very well, what bust?" I says, "It didn't nothing bust. It just wore out."
Well, I'll say, the last time we had the night's guest here with us, he brought along a very pretty and charming and famous young lady singer with him named Margaret Whiting. I guess the luck must have run out, but ours didn't, because it's always a big night for us when we can say howdy to one of the biggest names of the folk music business, Jimmy Wakelin. Jimmy, you're looking good, buddy. Looks like hard work agrees with you.
It certainly does when you meet so many wonderful people, Red, on these tours.
Yeah? For example, who you been meeting?
Well, in the last 4 weeks, I've had the privilege of playing a lot of dates for the GIs up in Alaska.
In Alaska? You know, since you was here before, we've toured the continent of Europe, practically, entertaining the armed forces over there.
You did a wonderful job, and in Alaska, they're still waiting for the Grand Ole Opry and looking forward to you coming up there.
Well, we might get up there some of these days, but right now, we're all waiting for some more of that Wakely singing, so let's hear that song that you had. What was the name of that you was going to do?
You're Only in My Arms to Cry on My Shoulder.
That's the one.
You're only in my arms to cry on my shoulder over someone you're trying to forget. You're wearing a smile, but it's just a disguise. I know your heart is breaking 'cause there's tears in your eyes. Have your little cry, and when it's all over, we'll just say goodbye and part. 'Cause you're only in my arms to cry on my shoulder, and you're crying your way into my heart. So have your little cry, it's all over, we'll just say goodbye and part. 'Cause you're only in my arms to cry on my shoulder, and you're crying your way into my
that, Red.
Like it? Man, I think it's great.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir, and speaking of wonderful and terrific, here's a group of boys. Those words sort of fit to a T. Four boys from over Missouri way, known as the Jordan Heirs. And inasmuch as Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge boys couldn't be with us tonight due to the fact that they're over making personal appearances in the good state of Texas, we've asked the Jordan Heirs to sort of fill in. We'd like for you to sort of lend a close ear and listen to the boys sing Dig a Little Deeper in God's Love.
Oh, dig a little deeper in His love. Dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to dig a little deeper in His love. Dig a little deeper in His love. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love,
oh,
of His love. Well, I want to dig, dig,
oh,
I want to dig, dig,
I want to dig,
dig, dig, dig, dig,
dig, dig, dig,
dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. Well, I want to walk
talk a little more like Jesus would.
Well, I wanna talk a little more like a Christian should.
I wanna dig a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I wanna dig, 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 a little deeper in the storehouse of his love, of his love. Well, I wanna walk.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Thank you very much. Mighty, mighty pretty. You know, tomorrow's Sunday, and that means church, of course, followed by a quiet day at home with the folks. And maybe there'll be people dropping in during the evening. And like as not, there'll be a little singing. We'd like to do our sacred song tonight for a very dear lady who's recuperating from an illness in the hospital here. She's mighty close to a lot of us here at the Grand Ole Opry. And little lady, here's your song, all for you. I'll Fly Away. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
That's about my favorite song, Red.
Yes, sir, and you can bet your boots this next number is a favorite too, Grant, especially to the folks up Indiana way. Here's Claude Sharp and his old hickory singers to do it for you in a little red barn. Boys, let's hear it.
Lay my back on the stack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the barnyard folks are padding, let me dilly-dally all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier Hoop Blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana way.
in a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana. Let me lay my back on a stack of new mown hay. Round the barnyard where the farmyard folks are patting. Let me dilly daddy all the livelong day. I'm a Hoosier who's blue through and through, and my heart is pining for the sycamore tree where the wallbanks breezes play. What's more, I'm pining for a yellow moon that's shining on a little red barn on a farm down in Indiana way. Down in Indiana
way. Well, see, you know, then but one thing could follow such good singing as that, and here it is. The weekly gossip of Grinder's Switch is told to us by Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Andy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, it sure is a big thrill being here with all these men.
Woohoo!
Well, maybe I oughtn't to have said that, because maybe it ain't becoming for me to... Thank you. Maybe it ain't becoming for me to keep saying I'm glad to be here with all these men, so I'll change it. I'd be glad to be any place with all these men. But you know, men are awful strange critters. A feller has to give another man a hard punch to make his eyes swell up, but all a pretty girl has to do is give him a sweet smile. Makes his whole head swell. But we got some awful nice singers on the Grand Ole Opry. The only trouble is that when they sing a song about old paint, you don't know whether they're singing about a horse or the mother-in-law. But of course, I don't worry about no fellers. As long as I've got my feller Hezzy, I don't worry. Oh, he just worries me to death. Hezzy, he's the most persistent feller I've ever seen in my life. He's kind of a feller that just won't take yes for an answer. I don't know about Hezzy and me getting married this year either. Every time he thinks about the question, wilt thou take this woman, he wilts. Well, so we had us our annual town meeting at Grinder's Switch the other night. Some of you don't know it, maybe, but that's where I'm from. I live at Grinder's Switch. Me, Mammy, brother, and sister, and all of them. Well, sir, that's where these town meetings is, where we all get together and try to figure out a way to improve the town. First thing they done was try to get brother to take a job in Detroit. A lot of folks think that Grinder's Switch... Now, I'm going to tell you what I've been hearing around. A lot of folks think Grinder's Switch is just a wide place in the road. That ain't so. It ain't no wider than any other place in the road. I guess that's what Grandpappy Bustrom had in mind when he got up at the town meeting and made a suggestion that we make the business section of Grinder's Switch twice as big. Grandpappy said we ought to build a store on the other side of the road, too. Of course, what most people don't realize is that we have a hardware store and a grocery store and a dry goods store and a drug store and a hay and feed store and a candy store and a shoe store. All in the same store. Well, sir,
Hi, Minnie.
Yes?
Howdy, Minnie Pearl.
Hi, Rodley.
How are you, Minnie?
All right.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, you're so cool.
I'm telling you that truth. I'm just so proud that I can get here.
What is it, Rodley?
Huh?
What is the trouble?
Minnie, I got a problem.
Hey.
Yep, I've sure got... Yeah, I got a problem.
What is your big problem?
It ain't a what, it's a who.
Who?
It's my gal Susie.
Sure now?
Yep. She's got too much oomph.
Oh, Rodley. No, no girl ever had too much oomph.
Yeah, that's what you think. Susie by Ned-Ham. Yeah, I'm telling you, she's got too much oomph.
My Ned, every time she sits on my lap, you should hear me go, I'm telling you, just mashes the floor.
Well, Rodley, I tell you, you know,
through the settee the other night.
Rodley.
And her daddy
now,
called
wait a minute.
Me and he says,
hush.
Huh?
You know there ain't many girls got a perfect figure like me.
Well, that's something to be thankful for.
I like to say stay here and just chat with you a while, Rodley, but I want to meet Hezzy at the barber shop.
What in the cut hurry is Hezzy doing at the barber shop? He ain't got but one little puny little bitty one little teeny hair on top of his old head.
I know it. Last night he says to me, he says, Minnie Pearl, how do you like my cow licked? And I says, Hezzy, what do you mean cow licked? I don't see nothing but a bald spot. He says, I know, the cow licked too hard.
When you see my baby coming down the street, boy, she's mine, all mine. See that gal that's got the rest all beat, she's mine, all mine. She got a great big picture hat and all the clothes that go with that. She's my baby, I'm a boy, she's her papa's little pride and joy. She got a pair of eyes I idolize, and she's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time, and ran a shine. Two little feet and the cutest smile, man, she beats all the others by. My boy, you may want her, you can't have her, cause she's mine, all mine. Yep. She got a pair of eyes I idolize, and she's mine, all mine. Her lips are smiling for me all the time. Come in, red boy.
Two little feet and the cutest smile.
She beats all the others by. Oh, my boy, you may want her, you can't have her, she's mine, all mine.
Thanks a lot to you, Jimmy. I'm going to try to slow things down here a little bit now with a little ballad, one of our most recent recordings called Every Step of the Way. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll walk along side by side. Every step of the way, my darling, we'll let true love be our guide. We'll make our own sunshine and store enough away to hold us over for a rainy day. Two hearts beating as one, my darling, with every step of the way.
Opry was previously released by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, for listeners in the United States, and rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.